The two-day conference in Paris is sponsored by French President Emmanuel Macron, brought together representatives from the United Nations, the European Union, African and Arab countries, as well as international and regional financial institutions such as the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, and the African Development Bank. A high-level government delegation that includes Sudan's Prime Minister Abdullah Hamdok, the head of Sudan's Sovereign Council Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, Sudan's Foreign Affairs Minister Maryam al-Sadiq al-Mahdi, and Finance Minister Jibril Ibrahim arrived in Paris on Sunday to take part in the conference. Mehdi Amin is Senior Economic Advisor at Sudan's Minister of Finance. He tells VOA this is an important moment because it signals Sudan's reintegration into the international community.
After long series of reforms under the IMF staff monitored program, removal from the U.S. state sponsors of terrorism list, removal from the clearance of arrears to the World Bank and to the African Development Bank, and the signal from the World Bank and IMF that we are in fact heading toward HIPC debt relief. So there's a lot of things going on, and this is a bringing together the key stakeholders to acknowledge that.
Besides seeking debt relief, Sudanese officials are using the conference to pitch investment projects for infrastructure, energy, and transportation, among other areas. Before she left for Paris, Sudan's Foreign Affairs Minister, Maryam al-Sadiq al-Mahdi, said her government expected 70% of Sudan's debt to be cancelled. Here's Amin again.
It is now the time to acknowledge what has been done, to let the private sector know, many of whom are not familiar with Sudan, and because of sanctions and the SSTL and other things, were in some way kind of prohibited or had obstacles to taking a hard look at Sudan. But the time to really take a good look and to consider really profitable win-win investments is at the early stages of an economic turnaround. We believe we're in those early stages now, that growth will resume.
Official figures show Sudan's inflation rate stands at more than 300%, with most Sudanese citizens struggling to put food on the table. The U.S.-based Sentry, which seeks to expose corruption and dirty money related to African wars, released a report Monday warning of the continuing threat to a successful civilian-led transition after the 30-year rule of former President Omar al-Bashir. The report details an array of business operations in the mining, commercial, and construction sectors largely controlled by military and security services, including several commanders of the Rapid Support Forces, which have been accused of widespread atrocities in Darfur and other parts of Sudan. Suleiman Baldo is a senior analyst at the Sentry and lead author of the report.
The Paris Conference offers the government the opportunity to convince its creditors that Sudan and the civilian-led transitional government and the transition in the country really merits the extension of debt relief to alleviate the burden of Sudan's external debt, standing now at nearly $60 billion, inherited from years and decades of corruption and mismanagement and squandering of the resources of Sudan.
Baldo says donors at the Paris conference can best support Sudan's transition and economy by providing immediate relief to support citizens living under harsh economic conditions. He says while Sudan has undertaken important measures to reform the economy, this progress risks being undone unless it is rooted in a tangible shift away from the corrupt system operated for decades by the former regime.
To be able to continue reforming the distortions inherited from the Bashir regime, Sudan needs injections of economic and financial support to alleviate the burden of these reforms on the population. The donor community represented in the Paris conference could also make demands on the government of Sudan to really reform its own institutions, such as by addressing the problem, which is discussed in this brief, that of giant, powerful state-owned enterprises that exist in Sudan. The Ministry of Finance has estimated their number to be between 500 and 600.
Amin acknowledges deeper reforms must be made.
This is a long process. Sudan will be continuing to reform for years, if not forever. There are always things that can be improved. Some of the big things we need to do now, civil service reform is very important.
Amin also says the democratic transition must continue. An economic conference was convened to support Sudan's economy last year in Berlin, where donors pledged $1.8 billion to Sudan, mostly in humanitarian and relief programs. Sudan has since been removed from the U.S. state sponsors of terrorism, cleared its debts to the World Bank and the African Development Bank through bridge loans from Western countries. At the start of the conference today in Paris, France pledged to provide Sudan with $1.5 billion to clear its arrears to the International Monetary Fund. For VOA News, I'm Nabil Biagio in Washington.